First thing, if you didn't have a processing plant or all that, what would you do with the
milk? You strain the milk.
Yes, and what is made in a deep dish, it's like a pie, but instead of having a crust on the bottom, it has crust through it and then crust on top, made with apples or peaches.
Cobbler.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Would you ever say victuals?
I wouldn't, because that's one word.
Pardon?
I wouldn't say victuals, because that's a word that I've never liked.
Oh.
But I know what you're talking
Why
about.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like the sound of victuals. Just doesn't sound like... You, when you read my book.
Oh, I'll understand.
You'll understand.
Okay, okay, fine. What do you call the sweet liquid that you might pour over a cake or a pie?
Syrup.
All right. That's good enough. And food taken between regular meals is a...
Snack.
And talking about, well, what we just did with lunch, we...
Ate.
And we have...
Eaten.
And presumably tomorrow we will...
Eat again.
Okay. And, I should have asked, as we were talking about coffee earlier, if there were none ready and you were going to prepare some, you would say, I'm going to go...
Perk some coffee.
Okay. Then, if you were just thirsty, you might go to the sink and get yourself a...
glass of water.
And if the glass fell off the sink, it might...
Break.
It fell and it...
Break.
It passed it.
Oh, broke. It fell and broke.
And it has...
Broke.
Okay. And if I ask you... how much water you had consumed, you might say, I
drank
four
glasses.
I have.
I have drunk.
And I will.
And I will drink some more.
Okay. And if dinner were on the table and everybody were just standing there, you might say to them, oh, go ahead and
eat.
Well, they're standing up. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Sit.
So then they
sat.
And they have
sat.
Okay. If you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed to him, they were sitting in front of him, you say, go ahead and
take some.
What's another way of
saying
serve? Another way of saying that. Instead of serve yourself, blank yourself. Meaning assist yourself.
Help yourself.
Oh, okay, so then he...
then he helped himself.
And he has.
Helped himself before.
That's all the verse for a little while anyway. If you decided not to eat something, it was something you really didn't like, you might say, no thank you, I don't
care for anything.
Okay.
One in.
If you were serving something that had been cooked and served a second time, you'd say you're having...
leftovers.
And what would you say you're doing to the food when you're heating it a second time? The food has been...
reheated.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
You chew it and then you...
swallow.
Put an it on that. You
swallow it.
Okay. What would you call peas and beets and celery and all that?
Vegetables.
Okay. And what is the southern food that is eaten? It's ground corn eaten in the morning with eggs and bacon. White.
Oh, grits.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah. And what is also made from corn that's the whole kernel?
Hominy.
What would you mean if you said hominy grits? Would that be grits or hominy?
I have often wondered. I see hominy grits advertised. And I really don't know the difference. I don't know what they're talking about. But I believe it's grits.
That's what I would think, too.
Because I think I've seen hominy grits, but I don't know why they say hominy grits.
When they're two different things, it doesn't make sense. What is the starch that's made from the grain that's grown in Arkansas and Louisiana?
Corn starch.
The food is a starch, and it's eaten by Chinese and Japanese.
Oh, rice.
Say that again, please.
Rice.
Okay. What would you call illegal alcohol?
Bootleg.
Any other terms for that?
Oh, mountain. No. Bootleg and moonshine.
Okay.
Yeah, moonshine.